This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Wow, it is Johnny and Tim, educated educators talking education. Special guest, Jesse the Walking Man Turner. We're going to get back to him really quickly, but Johnny, man, we got to give a shout out to the brothers and sisters over in the Ukraine, holding it down, teaching truth at this moment, showing the realities about what it is when a dictator, somebody wants to come in and enforce what can and should, what can be taught, what can't be taught. The reality out there, again, teachers teaching for truth. So we wanted to give a shout to the Ukraine teachers out there that are doing the job and anybody else. Johnny, you got any other thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think as we meet and have our discussion tonight, it's always important to remember the context of, you know, being on the front lines of democracy, not the political democracy that is, you know, too often centralized or people in power, you know, passing legislation that we'll talk about tonight and different so-called bans, but really, you know, teachers and everyday folks who are on the front lines of fighting for freedom and democracy. And so glory to Ukraine tonight, and most days, and to all those people who are speaking out and standing up and risking their lives and freedom in opposition to those unjust conflicts. So that includes the people in Russia and throughout the world who are feeling that stress too, because as we know, dictatorships of the state don't always represent the people of a nation. Right. And so that kind of relates to some of the things we've been talking about and teaching here, but under different contexts. And so it's good to be here with you all tonight, and able to have these conversations while our brothers and sisters, you know, are teaching and fighting literally together.
That's it. And, you know, we don't want to bring this, you know, the fact we're doing radio and we're talking freely here. We're not fighting. But the reality is that the ability for you and me and Jesse Turner and Evan to do this kind of thing is the reality of the freedom that we talk about, and the fact that why it's so important, the ability for you and me and Jesse to get on here and talk about the things we are going to talk about tonight. You know, this is what's at stake. And so we bring this up there. Jesse the Walking Man Turner,
hey,
welcome to Busted Pencils, Central Connecticut State University, the Reading Doctor. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to the conversation. You know, I tell people, don't believe the hype. That's an old Public Enemy song.
That's right. Don't believe the hype.
I don't know, except the hype about this show is almost always true, except for the stuff that's not. Now, Jesse, what you heard Johnny talking, we're in this crazy world banning and things like that. And I had this thought, I've been thinking about this. And one of the things, you know, we talk about the show, how we teach and things like that. And I've been rolling over this idea about, I want to teach this topic. I want to talk, I'm now living in small town outside of Appalachia, small rural, you know, it's a tough place. And I caught a video a couple years ago that really caught my eye, and it's a remake of the Bob Dylan song, The Ballad to Hollis Brown. And we're going to listen to about a minute 13 seconds of that, and then we're going to jump onto it. Evan, you ready for that, man? Okay, let's let it rock. A little bit of Rise Against, Ballad of Hollis Brown.
Poverty is not afraid of character. It is created anew in each generation, but not by heredity, by circumstances.
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. Well, you looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. Well, you looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. And your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're talking at your sleep.
There it is. Rise Against, Ballad of Hollis Brown. Jesse Turner, man, I hope you weren't old enough to be around for the original Dylan song, though. I'm not going to date you that much, but I came across this, and I listeners, go to YouTube, check out Rise Against, check out the Ballad of Hollis Brown, because the video itself, you can hear that embedded in there, the war on poverty coming out of the Johnson administration. There's a full video there. And it really, you know, retells the story that Bob Dylan told us about Hollis Brown, farmer, South Dakota, just rough times. Finally, sad song ends up with the suicide and murder of all of his family. And really, when you watch the video here, Rise Against remake of it in a more punk rock kind of settling stage, they locate it kind of in this whole idea of the small family rural farm. And the fact that what Dylan wrote about so long ago, and even before Dylan, when we look at the Dust Bowl, the fact of rural family farming is not sustainable. And the facts and figures of how many farms go out of business, the numbers of products that for one family farm to stay in business against corporate agri-farming, it's nearly impossible. You know, and you watch this and I'm thinking, Jesse, poverty, I thought poverty was the result of not wanting to work hard. When I watch a video like this, though, it kind of makes me think maybe there's something systemic, maybe in the rural farming of small family farms, that's contributing to the poverty. And maybe it's not that these farmers aren't hardworking, because everybody in that video looks like they're hardworking, and every farmer I've ever met across this lower area where I'm now living, they're hardworking people. So I don't understand how hard work and poverty and not working hard and all that, I don't understand the mixture. Jesse, shed some light.
Wait, F. Scott Fitzgerald said poverty is not a crime. You know, when we think about a book often banned is Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. What is that about? That's particularly about the people we're talking about right now. You're talking about, why is it banned? And they'll say boga language today. Grapes of Wrath, I don't see any boga language in today's standards at all. But why ban that book? We know that. So, you know, and Reverend Barber from the Poor People's Campaign often says, you know, fight poverty, don't fight the poor. But this is the stuff. Poverty is a big money maker. Think about it. Testing in our schools, big money maker. How many pencils, how many lunches do kids get? The whole stuff.
Well, you know, and so, yeah, we're talking about that and locating that. And I just, so you went right into the band, but I still want, as I'm understanding though, what I was thinking about is if I wanted to teach family farming and the plight of the small family farmer, and I started to show this song, did a historical analysis of Bob Dylan's original lyrics, the Ballad of Hollis Brown, let the kids dig deep into that so they can understand the pain and anguish of a South Dakota farmer losing everything, taken to the brink where he ends up killing his whole family, committing suicide, and the reality, and then maybe pulling up a couple newspaper articles in the past year of the number of small family farmers that have committed suicide based on financial issues. And I started thinking, like, man, this would be a powerful concept to teach. And in fact, you know, I was maybe doing a little tongue in cheek, and Johnny and I pre-show were talking about this, but it isn't that poverty is the result of somebody not working hard. We're looking at something systemic here, particularly when we're looking at the family small rural farm. How then, if I go to teach this, how do I teach this unbiased? Maybe Johnny, I don't know if you have a thought on that, but can I teach poverty in an unbiased way if I'm talking about small family farmers who are driven to the brink of financial collapse, that the only way out is the potential suicide? I mean, this is hard stuff, but is it, when I can't imagine that I'm going to teach this as being somebody is lazy and not a hard worker. I got to look deep at what causes the small family farm to not be sustainable economically in today's world.
Yeah, Tim, I think you hit the nail on the head with that last phrase right there is focusing on the economic sustainability, because, you know, there's a massive shift and we could get into it. And I think it really, when we talk about teaching it in our schools, it comes back to the conversation we've been having week after week here, is that really teaching history and teaching young people to utilize tools of understanding historical facts, right, to better understanding what happened in the history of this country, what happened in the history of this continent, that even goes back to, you know, our indigenous brothers and sisters who, you know, were here before we were on this land. And so, you know, I think understanding these complex histories is incredibly important. And they show, if we were teaching that, right, they show a shift, right? They show a real shift in the transformation from local family farming, which I'm not even going to get into the colonial layers, right? Because it's complex, because that's not land that was earned or land that was purchased. It was land that was stolen, right? So we get into the complexities of the historical fact that layered on top of the fact that there was a massive transformation. And if we're teaching, like we're social studies educators here, right? If we're teaching historical accuracy and multiple perspectives of those historical events, we see that there's a massive transformation in this country from small local farm and agricultural economics to factory farming. And that massive shift, even in our country with a political agenda, right? We can bring it back to education, that we were then shifting from educating people to participate in local democracies to participating as future workers in a factory. And I'm oversimplifying things here, but if we look back to those roots, right, we can study and we can learn and teach about that transformation. And then you hit the nail on the head, the economic instability and injustice, not only to people, but to the land, right? And to diverse original people of that land, right? That gets kind of lost in that transformation. And so I think that's the key for me when you ask what we can do as teachers, is really we can utilize teaching history with some accuracy, which includes those kinds of controversial topics.
Well, and see, you hit it right there. And when we get back from the break, the reading doctor, the walking man, Jesse Turner, we're going to talk about this, because right now, if I start teaching this, though, one concern I have, Dr. Jesse, am I going to offend somebody when I point out the fact that factory farming could be something we are trapped in? More Busted Pencils right after the break.
If it don't rain this spring, it'll be a very big risk.
And your wife screams a stabbing like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning.